The setting moon was a white ball low on the horizon in a charcoal gray sky. The night was showing his face, and the clock was tick-tocking. The thoughts made my head so dizzy that I could see things in slow motion. It was almost like a trauma developing inside my chest. Some empowering fear to attract a lot of stress in me. It was like walking in a pool full of water. No oxygen, but a smell of the near death.
Damn it! Who was he?
I said, with open red eyes. It was like someone was telling me to yell, but at the same time holding my throat and strangling me. I ran to my house, inhaling and exhaling like hell full of fire. I burst into my house. Everything was in its place.
So, you didn't take anything from my house?
Suddenly, a knocking sound came from my basement. The fear inside my chest began to rise. My breathing became shallow. My heart was beating like a drum. I went to the kitchen to find something. I opened the cabinet. Nothing useful. I opened the drawers.
A knife!
I took it and I started to walk slowly towards the basement door, almost tiptoeing. The basement was the least important place in my house. I wouldn't go there even once in 10 years. The damp and dark atmosphere of the basement made my heart beat even faster. I could hear his beating. I did my best to be focused and aware.
Is there anyone there?
I said with a shaking voice. No response. I walked a bit forward. The shelves of the basement were full of boxes. In one of the boxes, I found a flashlight. I wished it to work, like it was my last wish of life.
Come on, come on, come on!
And it worked. A narrow light in the big basement full of stuff. First, I pointed it to my right side. Nothing special. Some boxes full of bottles. I pointed it to my left side. And suddenly, the box moved and a shadow appeared.
Damn it!
It was a stray cat. A black one with ragdoll breed profile.
Shoo!
I said with an angry feeling, but at the same time with a relief of fear. Because I thought that the sound was from this cat. I sat and took a deep breath.
Damn. Is it the end? Can I be calm again?
Still, my heart was beating like a hammer nail on my chest. Like it was telling me, this is not the end. And bad news was yet to come. And it did. A laughter. A cruel, ferocious laughter. Came from upstairs. I tensed my fist on the knife and ran towards the stairs. The stairs were like 10 miles away from me, but I got there. One by one, I took my legs on them and went up.
Who are you?
I yelled from my guts. When I got out of the basement, no one was there. I was shocked and looked frozen.
Why are these things happening to me?
My phone rang. Slowly, I put my hands into my pocket and brought the cell phone out. It was Officer James. I needed to go to the police station and fill up some forms and answer some questions. Still feeling shocked, I picked up my coat and went outside.
I need to tell the officer about it. I need to...
I said, while thinking about the cruel laughter. My mouth was dry, so I leaned towards the dashboard to get a bottle of water.
Come on, damn it!
The dashboard wouldn't be opened. Fixing it was my top to-do list priority. But that day was such a mess that I forgot to do anything. Struggling with the dashboard, I heard the horn sound. I jerked back to the steering wheel and turned it to the right.
You fucking asshole!
I stopped my car at the side of the road.
What's wrong with me today?
I opened the dashboard forcefully and drank some water.
Calm down, David. Calm down,
I said. I pushed the gas pedal slowly and started to move towards the police station. When I got there, the time was 5 p.m.